أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تعالى إن قارون كان من قوم موسى فبغى عليهم وآتيناه من الكنوز ما إن مفاتحه لتنوء بالعصبة أولي القوة إذ قال له قومه لا تفرح إن الله لا يحب الفرحين صدق الله العظيم.
Most respected ulama, elders, brothers, mothers and sisters listening from home, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with a beautiful bounty, the ni'mat of wealth. Wealth is something that is essential. It is part and parcel of the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the functioning of the dunya. And everybody is dependent on wealth to be able to serve their daily needs. But at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a beautiful example of someone whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself had blessed with abundant wealth. But this individual had many sicknesses related to wealth. And many of those sicknesses are prevalent in our lives today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the incident of Qarun. Inna Qaruna kana min qawmi Musa. That Qarun, not only was he a wealthy individual, but besides this, he had all the other credentials of an influential member of society. He was part of the family of Musa alayhi salam. Some commentators mention that he was the cousin, maternal or paternal, and others the uncle, father's brother of Musa alayhi salam. So he came from a noble family, and in addition to this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him that he was one of the most eloquent, proficient and well-learned huffaz of the Torah. He was very well versed in the Torah, and he was known as Al-Munawwar or as Al-Nur, the illuminated one, because he would recite the Torah with a very beautiful tone. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with outward piety. He was from amongst those 70 that Musa alayhi salam had taken with him, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran when he went to receive and converse with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he was from a very influential family, and in addition to this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوسِ, that we had given him such wealth, such treasure. This word kunz generally refers to buried treasure. It refers to buried treasure. So what was the extent of the wealth that Qarun had? Today, if we have to say that somebody is very wealthy, then you will say that he has an apartment in Dubai, or he has the latest Maserati or Ferrari or supercar, or he has this huge factory. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, and look at this beautiful description, وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ مَا إِنَّ مَفَاتِحَهُ لَتَنُوءُ بِالْعُصْبَةِ أُولِي الْقُوَّةِ, that just the keys to the treasures and the wealth of Qarun was such that a whole group of strong men found it difficult to carry them because of the weight of the keys. Not because the keys themselves individually were heavy, but because of the number of keys that there were. In some riwayat it is mentioned that 40 men and 60 mules had to carry just the keys to the wealth, the treasures of Qarun. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with immense wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him outwardly with iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made him from an affluent and upright community, family in the community. He was the family of Musa alayhi salam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings forth his story because he had many serious weaknesses. And these weaknesses, many of them arose out of his wealth and his pride. And as a result of this, he was destroyed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning you and I, whom he has blessed in varying degrees with wealth, that be cautious with regards to how you use that wealth. Be cautious with regards to what that wealth does to you. Like they say sometimes that a person, his wealth has gone to his head. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is cautioning us. Why? فَبَغَى عَلَيْهِمْ, that although he was from the community of Musa alayhi salam, he was from the Banu Israel, he was very oppressive over them. Fir'aun had appointed him to oversee the Banu Israel. Although Fir'aun was oppressing the Banu Israel, like you will find in many occupation territories, the occupier will sometimes find people, co-conspirators from within the ranks of the community that they are occupying and they are oppressing, to assist them, a turncoat to assist them, a hypocrite to assist them in their own nefarious oppression. So Fir'aun had appointed him over the Bani Israel. But instead of having compassion for them, he would exploit them. He would make zulm on them. He would oppress them. He would treat them in a way that was very belittling. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that what did the community, the believers, say to him? And this is the first advice for us, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing, that لا تفرح إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَرِحِينَ. Do not be boastful and arrogant with regards to the wealth that you have been given. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love those individuals who become arrogant and boastful. They become happy. This word farah literally means to become happy. But you become overly excited with this wealth that you have been given and you start to act out of turn. So this was the first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advises us. And later on, before the destruction of Qarun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فِي زِينَتِهِ, that Qarun came out with all his pomp and his glory. Some mentioned that he had thousands of individuals that had accompanied him. His own riding animal was embroidered with a saddle of gold. And he had cavalry members on their horses. And in one narration, more than 30,000 individuals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. But he was very boastful. He was very vain. He was very proud with regards to this wealth that he had. And there's nothing wrong in having wealth. There's nothing wrong in looking beautiful. There's a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam cautioned the Sahaba radiallahu anhum against pride and being arrogant. So one of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked that, O Nabi of Allah, us like to wear good clothes. Some of us like to wear good shoes. Is this a sign of pride? What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam say? That verily inna Allah jameel, yuhibbul jamal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beautiful. He loves beauty as long as it is done within the parameters of the sharia. And as long as it is done in a way that it does not bring pride in the heart of someone. So you drive that good car, you live in that good home, you wear those good clothes, but what is the alama, what is the sign of pride? Nabi alayhi salam clarifies it in this hadith that batarul haqq wa ghamtun nas, rejecting the truth, that is the first sign. And secondly, thinking low of other people. Somebody tells you that what you are doing is wrong. You know that it is wrong, but you reject it. Who are you to tell me that I am doing something wrong? Don't you know who I am? Don't you know my address? Don't you know my bank balance? Don't you know? Don't you know? This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning us against. And the second sign is that a person looks down on other individuals. So Qarun comes out in all of this pomp and this glory, and he is displaying in a very boastful manner the wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him with. Now you and I also need to reflect, because these stories, these chapters that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ, do they not ponder over the meaning of the Quran? These are not just fairy tales. They are there for you and I, relevant to us today, to take a lesson from them. So we need to look into our own lives, that how much do we display that wealth in a manner today for no reason, especially when it comes to social media. Everything needs to be put on social media, the car that a person is driving, the holiday destination that they are going to, the home that they have purchased. That is the norm. And perhaps for some of us in the older segment of the community, we may not be aware, but the young people who are constantly on social media, on TikTok and all the other platforms, this is what they are seeing, and these are the types of values that are being transmitted to them. So this was the first thing that he was being advised against. La tafrah, do not become arrogant and boastful. Inna Allah la yuhibbul farihin. Then when it comes to the wealth, the primary purpose, wabtaghi fi ma ataka Allah, seek the akhirah. Seek the akhirah with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with, the wealth of this dunya. This is the primary objective, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us means, then we should use it to uplift the community. We should use it to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the primary objective of the wealth. And this was what Qarun was being advised with regards to. It is said that Qarun, when Musa alayhi salam gave them the rules and regulations of the zakat of that time that had to be discharged, Qarun went to the people and said to them that, look, Musa alayhi salam is only interested in your wealth. Don't be fooled by this request that he is making. He's only interested in your wealth. Meaning that he did not want to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that was the second advice that is given to a wealthy person, that whatever you do and however you spend your wealth, that wealth should be spent primarily seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking the akhirah. So, وَابْتَغِ فِيمَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says that don't forget your share in the dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not expecting us to divorce ourselves totally from the dunya. This is against the teacher subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks out against the monks in Christianity who would divorce themselves totally from this world. They would go out and they would live in the forests and the jungles. They would not engage and have anything to do with wealth. They would not have anything to do with marrying and women. They would have nothing to do with the dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down a perfect and a balanced sharia. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recognizes that we live in this dunya, and it is His system that this dunya requires wealth and requires us to have wealth to be able to survive. But at the same time, it must be done within this framework. So do not forget your share that you need to spend in this dunya. وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. The next advice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving through this beautiful story is that when you have means, when you have wealth, in addition to seeking the akhirah, in addition to spending on your family, then do good to others just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been kind and has done good to you. The wealth that He has given you, and we'll come to the next point, is not because of your own intelligence. It's not because of your own efforts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kindness that He favored you. That there were so many people around the world, and just look at it today, or of the 8 or 9 billion people that are living around the world, more than half of them are living below what they call the breadline. Less than a few dollars a day is what they are surviving on. What kindness from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has chosen us, that He has given us roofs over our heads, He has given us cars to drive. Many people have so much of wealth that the next successive generations can live in comfort. What is this? This is the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been kind to us, let us also look around at those who are less fortunate. Let us look around at those community initiatives that require support, and let us spend in this cause. Because this was one of the things that Qarun was advising, or he was against spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. So that is the next advice. And then when you have wealth, وَلَا تَبْغِ الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Do not seek to cause corruption on the earth as a result of your wealth. Don't let that wealth now become a means of causing fitna, fasad, harm, corruption around the world. How does that happen today? If you look at the wealth that is circulating today, you will find that the more the people become wealthy, the more the greed for wealth increases. You take a billionaire, you take a trillionaire, they are not interested in stopping. They want to get more and more and more. And if they can find a way to cut profit and wealth from the next man, then they will do it as part of this whole philosophy of capitalism. This is the objective, to get more and more. Number two, they cause corruption on this earth with all these fancy types of commercial transactions. The original sin, or the original type of commercial transaction that causes corruption, is interest. And how many of us in our own community, wallahi respected friends, I sit on the minbar and I say to you that we have to mention these things. Muslim homes, Muslim individuals whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed with wealth. These are not individuals that do not have wealth. Yet we are steeped in interest. We are steeped in interest-based transactions. Wallahi respected friends and elders, this is the reality in the community. How are we going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared war? This is not just a warning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared war against the individual that is engaging in interest-based transactions. And my respected friends and elders, we know in our own community, people that have means, but to grow their wealth, to buy another property, to buy another portfolio, to increase the assets, we will go to the banks, we will borrow in interest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove the sickness from the community. So do not cause corruption on the earth with your wealth. Then sometimes when we have this wealth, we behave in a manner that is inappropriate. When we go out and we are in public and we have this wealth, the manner in which we drive our vehicles, how often in our own community you will find that our own people with their beautiful vehicles speeding up and down, and complaints that are coming from non-Muslims in the community that, you know what, look at that person driving that supercar, the speed limit is 60 kilometers an hour, but they're driving at 100 kilometers an hour. This is causing corruption on earth. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is advising us against, that when He has given you that wealth, use it, buy that good vehicle within the parameters of the Sharia. Do not make israf, but at the same time, do not cause corruption on earth. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions another sickness that Qarun had, which you and I need to beware of, that he felt that this wealth was given to him because of his own intelligence and his own effort. قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوْتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. I am the one that has woken up in the morning and that has gone out toward that hustle, that has done that deal, that has got this business acumen, that is able to identify that opportunity, that is able to flip that property. This is the thinking that we have, that it is my effort, it is my skill, it is my trade that has given me this wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is cautioning us that the wealth has been given to you as a favor and a kindness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the antidote? What is the antidote to this type of thinking? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Qarun, and He's saying to us as well, that have you not seen so many people that have passed before you, that had more wealth than you, they had more children than you, they were bigger in number, their portfolios and their property, they were much, much bigger than what you have today. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them because of this behavior. One of the examples is that of Qarun, that we mention him today, not that we are putting him up on a pedestal, but we are mentioning him because of the depths of the earth, literally, that he sunk to, and the lesson that he leaves behind for you and I. So we should never have this thinking that the wealth has been given to me because of my own efforts. And then time is short. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also advises those that are around the wealthy. Those that are around the wealthy. So perhaps we may not be wealthy, but we see the wealth of others, especially today with social media, when you're doom scrolling and you see all the different types of things that are happening around the world. So and so has bought a property here and is vacationing on this island, and. So what is the advice? There were two groups that were around Qarun. The first group, when they saw Qarun come out in this way, and if you have to translate it into today's times, if you have to see what he posted on social media, they said to themselves, you know what, hey, we wish we had some of what Qarun has. We wish we had that there. إِنَّهُ لَذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. He's got a very great favor, and this is what we are aspiring towards. Whereas there was another group, the people who had knowledge, the pious, the ulama. What did they say? They said that, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ وَيْلَكُمْ ثَوَابُ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لِمَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. That don't worry about all of that. This is not our objective in life. The reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala possesses is far greater than all of this. What was the outcome? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused Qarun and his entire wealth and property. فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused everything to sink into the earth because of these sicknesses that he had with regards to wealth. Allah ta'ala protect us and protect our wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused him to sink into the earth, first up to the knees, then up to the waist, then up to the neck, and eventually he sunk all the way into the earth along with all of the wealth. His entire portfolio, everything was sunk into the ground. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the response of those who initially, when they looked at Qarun, they thought that, you know what, this is what I am looking for. But after they realized that this was the outcome of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did, then they said that, قَالَ الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا يَا لَيْتَ لَنَا مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيَ قَارُونَ إِنَّهُ لَذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. Thereafter, when they saw what happened to him, they said that, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected us. We wanted to be in Qarun's place, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives wealth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who withholds wealth. Our job is not to look at the next man and to covet what he has, but rather our job is to connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My respected friends and elders, we conclude that today we discussed the incident of Qarun, and we discussed the harms of wealth that a person might have when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with halal wealth, but at the same time allow us to use this wealth in the correct manner. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen bi rahmatika ya arhamur rahimin.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله فنعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأزواجه وأصحابه وذرياته أجمعين ومن اتبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد عباد الله اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون فقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام فتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون فقال تعالى قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم أقول قولي هذا فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضي الله تعالى عنهم وعن كل الصحابة أجمعين اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين المظلومين في فلسطين وفي غزة وفي السودان وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعيدكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون So, sufufakum, straighten the rows, fill in the gaps, ensure that the sufuf in the masjid have been filled up first. Allahu Akbar.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزراب مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير اللهم إنا نسألك الصحة والعفة والأمانة وحسن الخلق والرضا بالقدر اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك وصلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.